Weighing the cost of fertilizer against USDA's farmer bridge payments. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Federal bridge payments to farmers are now taking center stage in discussions about rising input costs, including fertilizer, as we get closer now to the start of this year's planting season. Greg Allen has more.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a $12 billion one-time bridge payment program aimed at helping producers manage economic pressure from market disruptions and elevated production costs. Economists and farm groups say the infusion is designed to give growers immediate cash flow as they prepare for spring planting. With fertilizer among the most expensive farm inputs, these payments may or may not help offset the burden of high nitrogen, phosphate, and potash prices that have cut into margins over the past year. According to Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer at StoneX.
Let's say we, January through June, there's 500 tons of demand every single month, and we just know it's going to be that spread out. Well, that's fine. But if all of a sudden we take all, you know, all 3,000 tons and we stick it in January because we got this payment, we have money, we need to spend it, and we spend it on fertilizer, well, all of a sudden 3,000 tons of demand was not expected. That price is going to rally as a result. Now, fortunately, that has not happened so far. We've not seen it. And hopefully these payments will hit close enough to spring we can kind of forget about it to a certain extent. But it's something we do need to watch. It does change the timing of demand. And as much as the fundamentals matter more, the timing of those fundamentals mean that much more.
Some farm leaders welcome the payments, saying every bit helps in a tough year. Others argue it won't make up for deep losses tied to input cost and global trade challenges, and caution that long-term solutions are still needed.
I don't want to sit there and say it's impossible for prices to correct now until spring. Anything is possible. It's just getting increasingly less chance that that's going to happen. But we're talking major global events. It's going to take a lot to kind of pivot that market.
As the USDA prepares to release detailed payment rates and finalize distribution by late February, farmers will be watching closely to see how much of this bridge aid can help ease fertilizer cost pressures while looking ahead to spring planting. Find more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Luther Marquardt, and I'm Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Cold air tries to ease a little bit across the state of Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. It's still chilly today, but not as cold. And we do see some southwest flow trying to work its way in here as we move overnight tonight into tomorrow. That will warm us. I think we have, at least in southern parts of lower Michigan, an opportunity to run right into the 40s. Now, do we stay there the rest of the week? Absolutely not. I wish we could, but it does look like cold air pooling to the north is going to try and reassert itself a little bit. So temperatures back off a little bit on Wednesday and Thursday. It's not brutally cold, all right, but it is cooler as high pressure works its way through. What I can tell you is in that period, we are seeing a decent amount of sunshine. I think we are partly to mostly sunny from today right on through Thursday. So as temperatures warm up, yeah, maybe we see a little bit of patchy fog tomorrow morning, but I don't think it's a big deal. And then we cool down and we still see good sunshine. High pressure holds right on through Friday and into Saturday. We are seeing a monster storm complex come up from the southwest over the late weekend. At this point, I'm looking for Saturday to be partly sunny with clouds increasing late. We have some rain and some wet snow that probably has to work through Michigan, at least from the Thumb back over to Grand Rapids and south. I think you go into that area. We have to rain and wet snow to deal with for Sunday. Nowhere else do we have to worry about that. Cold air in to start next week, Monday, and then warm air comes right back. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the warm air surge. Rain is possible before we chill down dramatically closer to the 20th and 21st. So a little bit of a roller coaster ride, but definitely getting out of the deep freeze a little bit. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
National FFA Week is February 21st through the 28th, a week set aside for FFA students across the country to share how FFA impacts members every day. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. What better way to show your support of FFA than to get involved in FFA Week? Whether it's in person, on the phone, or via social media, be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th.
Andy Eubank is here, and so is Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke in the middle of trade Friday afternoon about Friday's grain markets.
Early in the Friday session, Brian, the markets were, in the case of grains, close to even, and in the case of soybeans, roughly 20 cents higher. And then we started to see a fall off, maybe some profit taking heading into the weekend.
I think you summarized that very well. We had the explosive price action starting Wednesday. And there's indications from President Trump that China may, underline the word may, buy more U.S. soybeans here for old crop. And we saw the market rally over 50 cents a bushel in less than 30 minutes on Wednesday. And then on Friday, as you said, we did see the market early trade the highest level it had been in more than 2 months. You have to go all the way back to December 3rd to see March futures there at 11.37 is where the high was today. But as you said, I think we're seeing some profit taking, long liquidation here ahead of the weekend. Still a lot of uncertainty about how much, if any, additional beans China will purchase. We're also seeing some weather indications that we're going to see more rain next week in Argentina in areas that had been previously dry. February is a critical month for beans in Argentina, where pod set and pod fill happen, but definitely a recipe for volatility. And we've seen that the last few days. And I think for a producer, it's a recipe for opportunity, though, Andy. And you want to maintain a disciplined marketing strategy in this type of environment.
But what a week it's been for soybean futures. That one day move was pretty impressive. And I don't think any of us were convinced there would be a second, let alone a third day, that the market would go higher.
I agree. Just a lot of, like I said, uncertainty about the magnitude of imports that China may or may not do going forward. But this is a market that gets moving very fast, Andy, and it can be continued to move very fast here. And we haven't even approached the Northern Hemisphere growing season yet.
Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, March corn dropping 4.75 to 4.30 1/4. May corn 4.25 lower, 4.38 3/4. March beans, though, gaining 3 cents at 11.15 1/4. May beans 2.75 higher at 11.28 3/4. But March wheat falling 5.5 to 5.29 3/4. April live cattle $1.65 higher Friday at 237.25, but April lean hogs down 42 cents at 97.95. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.